Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to specially welcome you all to the 24th day in the month of March 2025. Indeed, the Lord is good and kind to us, and that's why we are here to say thank you, Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us, I wonder what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour right here on this show. We always get to sit with the Lord to hear everything he has to tell us for every single day. The word of God is new every morning, and that's why we are confident that we being here this morning, the Lord is ready to speak to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If you've been joining us very frequently, and I want you to pick up your mobile devices right now and help us to share. Share till it gets to that very person that the Lord wants to meet this morning. You might just be a channel of blessing to somebody this morning. Today is the 24th day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful new week. It's a beautiful Monday. I'll be looking at a topic which is a continuation from what we had yesterday. A topic that says constant versus variables. Constant versus variables part 3. Constant versus variable part 3. Our aim for today is taken from in 5 of our manual. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 8 to chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 8 to chapter 12. Our memory verse is taken from the book of James chapter 1 verse 17. James chapter 1 verse 17, which says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, which reads, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, as I conclude my discussion on constants and variables, I will attempt to describe them as a mathematician. In mathematics, constants are numbers of or quantities that remain at a fixed value throughout a given discussion, which variables are unstable and are dependent on other factors. God is the only consistent constant throughout eternity, and with him there is no variableness or shadow of turning, like we see in James chapter 1 verse 17. Having discussed his word as one of his constant qualities yesterday, I will identify and explore three more absolute constants about him. And these are his principles, his love, and his mercy. God's principles are his ways of doing things, and they are constant. They are his standards, and they can never change. One of God's principles for marriage is that it is honorable unto all, and the bed should be undefiled before marriage, like we see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. If he says that people should get married before they have sex, that principle remains. It will not change because the world has changed or because government laws have changed to accommodate immorality. God's principles remain firm and constant now and always. Another principle of marriage is that it is between a man and a woman. And from the first couple and throughout the Bible, we see God maintain this standard. God's principle is that a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, like we see in Genesis 2, verse 24. Likewise, God's principle of sowing and reaping remains constant. Anyone who applies this principle will reap its harvest. God has principles for every aspect of life, and anyone who wants to enjoy his full blessings must learn to live by his principles. His foundation is sure, and you must depart from iniquity to partake of his blessings, like we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. God's mercy and steadfast love are constant. For example, because of his constant love and mercy towards man, he does not want anyone to perish, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. God's love for you is constant, like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. His steadfast love never ceases, and his mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, like we see in Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 22 to 23. If you experienced an overload of mercy yesterday, expect a fresh dose today, because God gives new mercies every morning. He daily loads his beloved with benefit, like we see in Psalm 68 verse 19. Beloved, God is an absolute constant, and you can totally rely on him. Trust him with all your heart, and he will be an anchor for your soul in the midst of life's uncertainties, like we see in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, everything may fail and change, but God's principles and steadfast love stand sure. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.